Let's get ready for Destiny's Child.
Hi, Destiny's Child ladies.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Hi there. Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Very good. Well. First of all, I'm very worried already. You brought all your bags in, right? They won't get nicked. You're fine.
They will beat you up.
They won't steal your bags. You're all right. They're a very friendly bunch in this building.
It's a part of the outfit.
Okay. The bags. I'm bag free, what with being a man and all. I don't have bags.
Okay.
Anyway, hello.
Hello.
How are you all?
Great.
Good. You all look very happy.
Thank you.
And very bright.
Thank you.
What time did today start?
Seven, yeah.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad.
Mm. See, mine was 5, which is why I look, not as made up and gorgeous.
Oh, it absorbed into your skin already. Huh?
That's exactly right. Seriously, my makeup is just gone. Don't you just hate that?
You should put more powder on and keep it in.
I know, but I don't have time. I'm pressing all the buttons, entertaining the nation. Great Britain will miss me if I go off and put lip balm on. Oh, you know, on the record runs out. I have no idea what I'm talking about, by the way. So, first of all, what's it like being back together, the three of you?
I know all of us. It's so exciting. The first week, actually, we were recording the album. We couldn't focus. We just laughed and talked and chatted, and all those conversations eventually became the concepts of all the songs on our album. Mm. But it feels good because we've been away. We haven't recorded. Well, it's been 3 years since we recorded our last album. Mm-hmm. So, sometimes it gets lonely when you're by yourself, and now we have each other to get up at 7 in the morning and share those same emotions and frustrations. And
I think what's nice is the fact that you're really successful as the three of you, and then you've all gone off and done your other things, which you all still kind of do, and then you come back and then you still do Destiny's again, which I think is great.
Thank you.
Because, a lot of people go, well, I'm doing it on my own now, and then egos come into it and everything like that, whereas actually you can do both, as you've all proved.
Yeah, right. You can.
You like that?
Yeah.
See? However, if you ever think about leaving the show, Dave, I'll kick your ass.
Okay. It's lodged.
And you'll fail, because without me, you'll be nothing. That's right.
You see? As he sits there quietly,
it's like a personal gripe come out there.
No, it's not a personal gripe, it's just a fact.
Because he's thinking a wise man doesn't share everything.
Oh, is that right?
So he's probably not.
Don't help him, he would never think that.
How do you know?
Because you'd never come up with an articulate phrase like that.
I might do.
No, you'd be going, or whatever.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm reading all the information about you and the what he's been up to recently and all that. Is it true that you held open auditions in the US to recruit male dancers for your tour?
Yes we did.
So why didn't you hold auditions here?
Actually, some people flew from London to New York.
See, now, I'd have auditioned if I'd have been there.
Hmm. Well, what happened?
I know you heard about it.
I couldn't get there. I was working. Mm. I've got a family to... I don't. I live on my own. But if I could have had a family
to see.
Well, I can't take time off work.
Okay. All right.
The Great Britain needs us. If we take a few days off to fly to America, the whole country would just collapse.
Right. Yeah.
They miss us like the desert misses the rain when we're not here.
Wow.
That's his articulate phrase. Yeah.
See? Right? I can be articulate. Yeah.
I mastered, right? So, I watched the Crazy in Love video, right? I can dance like that Beyonce girl. Easy.
Really?
Yeah.
And you'd have snapped me up for this tour. Now, granted, I'm not the most felt-like person, but people like a bit of chubby, on stage, to giving it all that, which is why Elvis was so popular, when he put all the weight on.
You said which is why Elvis was so popular?
Yeah, when he got fat.
Oh, my God.
The ladies still loved him, right?
Yeah. Yes, they did.
You're looking at me like I'm nuts, though. I'm not nuts. See, I mastered the walk.
You did?
Yeah, because what you do is, if you don't mind...
Come on, step away from the microphone.
What you do is... You put one leg over here,
right.
And then you put the other leg here, but whilst walking,
right.
You tell me if I'm wrong, and then you shake it a little bit as you do it with your hips.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So what you get is, And then you don't bash your knee though on the side of the desk.
No, you don't.
But you know, I'd have more room on the stage.
Well, you'd need more, significantly more room than that.
Well, okay, yeah, a little bit. But what do you think? I can shake it.
You're great. You're perfect. You're just what we were looking for. We were missing something, and as we're sitting here, we're all just like, that's you're it.
It, she said.
Yeah.
Leave it. Well, anyway, you know, don't look. Maybe for the next tour.
Right.
I could be available then, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And your scheduling, got to get your schedule. Don't quit your day job at all. We don't want you to do that.
Well, with this job, I'm finished by 11, so, you know, that'd be all right.
So then you could take a flight out, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Fly out there, dance, come back a bit.
Yeah.
Does it pay well?
I think so.
Because obviously those flights ain't cheap.
But you got the money, you can pay for it.
No, I'm poor.
Oh, whatever.
I do. I give all my money to charity.
Oh, whatever.
Well, not all of it.
But you do give a lot of it.
Well, I've occasionally done, yeah. But I need to look after myself. I feel that I'm a charity in my own right.
Okay. You feel like you're a charity?
Yeah.
Why?
It's because I'm so downtrodden and lowly.
Aww. Why are you lonely?
I have no idea. I don't know where I'm going with this interview. I'm just talking.
Okay.
All right, so you talked about being back in the studio, which was fun. And then you were all the three of you together again.
Yes.
And now how long are you over in the UK for?
We actually leave the end of this week, but we'll be back very soon, I'm sure.
And you could have come round to my house for tea.
And you could have came to our album launch party last night.
What?
I couldn't go out last night.
Why?
Because I was, for personal reasons.
Okay.
No, don't laugh, it's true. It's true. Don't you laugh at me, B. No, I was out last night. I was out. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
And then you'll feel really guilty.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you'll go, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Are you doing our accent?
Yeah.
Do it again.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Terrible.
That's not. That's quite
I'm
good.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. That was better. Say, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Girl, what accent?
No, I'm trying to give him extra. You have to do it extra.
Right.
I'm.
Go on, do it again. You sound like Boss Hogg when you do it.
I'm sorry.
Do you know what I sound like? I sound like the woman from the Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Thomas?
Thomas?
Thomas? I don't know. This is one of the most surreal interviews we've done for a while. Talking of accents, when Miss Beyonce was on with us on the phone last year, we taught you British phrases.
Yes, you did.
Now, do you remember any of them? I bet you haven't been practicing, have you?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I can teach you some British phrases as well.
Okay.
We'll play your record and then we'll come back and I'll teach you British phrases.
Okay.
And then when you're next in the studio in America, one of you can turn around and go, fancy a brew?
Fancy brew. What's that? You like tea?
Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, I thought brewski. Okay.
Fancy a brew?
Okay.
You'll use all of these. You'll be writing song lyrics and you'll go, I love you. Do you fancy a brew? You and your crew.
You and your crew.
Baby blue.
Like that. It works. There's four
we
lines.
Like to go out with you.
Yeah, there you have five lines.
You've got it already.
It's a verse. Too.
This is it.
And I will fix you a few.
Yeah.
Nice brown brew.
That's right. See?
Biggity, biggity, boo.
That's right. And you call it brewy-licious.
Yep.
Brewy-licious. Oh, no.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. No, absolutely yourself. I'm helping you out as much as I can.
Brewy-licious.
Let's play your record and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more. Is that all right?
Okay.
All right, this is Destiny's Child, they're live on Radio 1 this morning. Quaffy. Destiny's Child and Lose My Breath.
Destiny's Child and Lose My Breath.
Seriously now, don't you start on me.
Seriously now, don't you start
on me. Don't you be coming here taking the mickey out of my accent.
Taking a what?
The mickey.
Oh, see, that's a British phrase.
Yeah, because
I didn't know what you just said.
If you're taking the mickey out of someone, you're...
It's very difficult to explain this without going down the swear word route.
If you're taking the mickey out of someone, you're...
Copying them?
Making fun of them
by kind of impersonating them.
Okay.
That's right, so you were taking the mickey out of me.
I was trying.
You're trying. You set me. Make me sound like I'm somebody Mary Poppins. Hello, Mary. We don't all talk like that.
I love the accents over here.
You really?
Yeah, we all do.
You should come and live here for a bit. You'd like it here in London.
Where should we live?
You can live in my house.
We can live in your house?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it have a great view of the city?
No.
It's a basement flat.
Yeah. I've got a garden. And there's squirrels and stuff.
Do you take care of your garden?
No.
You should water your garden daily.
I know, but we get a lot of rain here, so I kind of feel that God does that for me.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I need to get it cut again. If you're interested, if you want to cut the garden, if you want to mow the lawn.
No.
Okay. No.
I'm sure you've hired someone for that.
Actually, my friend,
Tattoo Dave still doing it?
Yeah, my friend Dave does it. The guy with the big tattoos. You remember him, right? Anyway, he does it.
Oh, right.
Okay.
That's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Beyonce looks like she's ready to drop off. Why is he talking about his gan?
Your accent is terrible.
What? Okay, all right.
Well, help me.
You
sound like you're from Boston.
Teach me how to speak Destinies.
No, I like how you're trying to talk Southern because it's very wrong.
Because it amuses you.
It's funny.
I'm just a clown to you. I'm just a clown, y'all.
Oh, no, you're not.
A clown, y'all.
Thank you. But see, you've all been acting. Maybe I could act.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, would that kind of... No? Okay. I could act.
I know.
I could be in a video with you guys.
Right. You could be our leading man.
Yeah, how about that?
What would you do?
Everything, baby. But no, I could just be a suave, sophisticated Englishman.
Okay.
Or I could be like an American person. You want coffee?
That didn't work.
No, okay. Well, I just meant... Obviously, you'd have, like, script writers in. I was just making this up as I go along, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could be, like... I could be Austin Powers' next-door neighbour. Do you know what I mean? Because I've got the British thing going on.
Okay.
Yeah?
That's possible,
yeah. Okay. I'm feeling it's time to move on from this questioning. So you're going to be touring here next year?
Yes.
How big are is this tour going to be? You're going to be all over the world?
Basically.
75 cities. Mm-hmm. And it's from April until September.
Now, excuse my ignorance, but when you do something like that, that's April to September, do you ever get to go home for a couple of days, or is that it pretty much nonstop?
We work for 3 weeks and we go home for a week. Three weeks, go home for a week.
That's very clever.
Yeah.
Because you need to do your washing.
Yeah.
True.
You do. This is the problem with being out on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you run out of clothes.
And you got to pay your bills.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because a bill comes in April, the day after you've left. By the time you get back in September, you might have been cut off.
That's true.
That's very true.
Why is my phone not working?
Mm-hmm.
Because you haven't...
Because you missed the red bill, didn't you? Because you're on tour.
That's what's wrong with that. That's okay.
Why is my phone not
working? We have to make
sure
we take care of that.
Yeah. Mm. I like that. Okay. Do you have a big bus? Do you live on a big bus?
We do have tour buses.
Yeah. But when we come here, we're going to live at your house. So that cuts down on the expenses.
You can do that. That's fine.
Okay.
So I think you really want to stay in my house.
Don't act new. don't act new when we come over here.
Yeah, don't be trying to not come to your door when you see us coming.
I hear you knocking. I'll be running to the door.
He sound like Muhammad Ali.
I take that as a compliment.
I hear you knocking, I'm going to run to the door.
Fly like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
Do you fancy a brew? Anyway, I thought it might work. I like that, though. Going on tour, I like that.
No, but for real, you can see those tour dates. We just launched this cool website. Mm-hmm. We're so excited about it. I think we want to go home and like log on to
really?
It. It's called mydestinieschild.com without the apostrophe in destinies.
Okay, mydestinieschild.com. .com.
Yes, you could buy your tickets online. You can see the tour dates.
Right.
You can log on and be a special member and only get special member benefits.
I like that. I'm looking at the site right now.
You are?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just here.
Where? Let me see.
It's here. Let's
liar,
do it.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
There we go.
Oh, cool.
We ain't messing.
Cool.
We ain't messing. Quick.
We ain't messing.
So you see there's some tour dates on there starting May 1st or something.
And you're going to be playing in the UK in June in London and Birmingham and Manchester.
Yes.
Cool. What do you demand when you go on tour? What do you need? And I don't mean demand isn't like a yellow M&Ms in a bowl or anything like that. I mean, serious stuff. There's the stuff like that you really need.
Candles are nice.
Yeah, candles are nice.
Right.
Chips.
Now, chips are crisps.
Yes.
Chips or crisps?
Because chips in England are big fries.
Oh, crisps. Mm.
Crisps.
Yes.
Okay. Because if you say, because you need to know, because if you come to England,
the next time you come and you go,
you want chips, you'll get a bowl of
fries.
Mm. Well, that's good, too.
Well, that's fine.
Just good food. We're just normal. We just like normal.
Do you ever ask for things that you don't really need, but you do it just because you think it'd be funny to ask?
No.
You should do that. Yeah, seriously. You should say, Beyonce, you should say, I need a bowl of only blue M&Ms.
Right.
I can't perform without them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they deliver the bowl of blue M&Ms, you go, I said yellow! And then you storm off. It's hilarious. You've got to live it because you get bored when you're on tour with all the travelling and everything. You need to entertain yourself.
Well, why would you want to do that to somebody?
It's just funny.
Oh, Lord.
And
so maybe for April Fool's or something.
Well, no, every day can be April Fool's Day. Seriously, like Allard, who's behind you, the guy in the white top there.
Uh-huh.
We send him out to get tartan paint, that kind of thing. Left-handed screwdrivers, all that kind of rubbish.
They have left-handed screwdrivers?
No, that's the gag. You see? I love you. That's the thing. So that's what you should demand. You demand, I don't know why you'd want a left-handed screwdriver when you're on tour, in case you fancy going up and helping the riggers with the lights.
You might do.
Yeah. But I like that. You could do that.
Okay.
You know, I've loved talking to the three of you. Well, the two of you, and Beyonce's just looked at me in a strange way. She's thinking to herself.
She's wondering what is going through that head.
She's thinking to herself, you know, he's much nicer on the phone.
When were you born?
Where?
When?
When? I was born 24 years ago.
1980.
Why are you laughing? How old are you?
I'm old.
You're not old.
Yes, I am.
You're not?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How old do you think I am, seriously?
You're probably 30. Probably not that.
No, you're
right.
No,
you're 30. You're about 38.
What?
He said, whoa.
We have to take your first answer.
That's right. I'm a year younger than you. No, I'm 30. Why, are you interested?
No.
Oh, was that a tiger girl?
I was told to say no.
Right, okay. I can see there's love in those eyes. It's either that or are you tired? I don't know, but I think there's love there.
Michelle, you know you
I have love for the whole world.
Really? Okay.
Just not you.
Everybody but you. Well, listen, thank you. I know you've got loads of things to do today.
And you didn't teach us any British phrases.
Sorry, you're right.
Except for chips and crisps, which we see on...
Okay, well, if you like a cup of tea, you would ask the girls, fancy a brew?
Fancy a brew.
Right. What? That's all right, you can say that.
Okay.
What?
And we'll teach you one. say, Chris, say, what up, shawty?
What up, shawty?
That was good.
Speaking of which, by the way, who is the enormous man that you have with you?
Is he shorty or tiny?
Shorty.
He's huge. He's huge.
He's a tall guy. Yes, he is.
The big man who looks like a fridge with jeans on. Oh.
No, he didn't say anything.
He's not smiling.
He's not smiling.
Hey, that's my god brother.
He's no, but he's big.
I want to be that big one day.
He protects.
He's my inspiration.
Nobody messes with us.
To get buff.
Yes, to get buff. Then I might love you.
Really?
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to the gym right now as soon as I finish this interview. Well, listen, thanks for coming in and enjoy your time in the UK and try and get out and have a bit of, you know, see a bit of London before
and
you fly back.
Fancy a brew.
Yeah, fancy brew. Come round to our house for a brew.
Yeah. Okay.
Come round to my gaff.
Have some fish and chips.
Have some. We'll go to the chipper and get some fish and chips.
Okay.
And if you want, you can have a wally.
Their tartar sauce has to be good, though, because sometimes...
Sometimes...
You might want to buy it separately rather than trust
The ones in the sachet is not very good.
No. And then you want... Well, do you want the fish and chips open or wrapped? Like, do you want to eat them in the fish and chip shop place? Or do you want them wrapped up so you can take them home?
Oh, to go.
All right, to go.
No,
so
I don't
wrapped.
Like to go fish.
No? Okay. I'm loving this kind of transatlantic divide of vocabulary.
Hands across the ocean.
It is. We're making friends, America and England together. Listen, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything. Good luck with the record. Lose My Breath is out this week. And Destiny Fulfilled out November the 15th. And MyDestinyChild.com. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
There you go. Destiny's Child, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, everyone.
For
give
a brew.
Applause.